Thank you. On behalf of the UK government, I would also like to pass on my deepest condolences to the government and the people of Japan. Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's global leadership and championing of democracy will be forever remembered. Mr. President, peaceful protests help not hinder democratic systems and the rule of law. They are a positive force in the development of diverse societies. The Special Rapporteur's latest reports on new technologies and crisis situations makes clear that states must allow peaceful protests in crisis situations. They must also promote and protect the human rights of those participating, both online and offline. This resolution in front of us today is particularly important as it requests the Special Rapporteur to develop specific and practical tools to assist law enforcement officials in upholding their human rights obligations. Mr. President, I would like to express my sincere thanks to Switzerland and Costa Rica for their constructive engagement with both states and civil society during the negotiation process on draft resolution L16. This makes it particularly frustrating that Russia has decided to propose a number of amendments to this resolution. A country, as we have so clearly seen, who actively prohibits the holding of peaceful protests and who routinely arrests individuals for exercising their rights of true freedoms of peaceful assembly, expression, and association. We urge all states to vote against these amendments that seek to restrict these rights and repress people's freedoms to express their opinions. Thank you.